As Penn Browning requested, Ralph Curtis, grandfather of Patricia and the present Ralph Curtis, arranged for casts to be made of the poet's face and hands, and he found someone to take photographs of his body in repose. Meanwhile, Daniel Curtis gathered branches of bay leaves from the Curtis's flower garden on the Giudecca, and Arianna made them into a laurel wreath that was placed on top of the coffin over Browning's head. "And now we'll go into the salone," Patricia said as we went from the intimate, den-like Browning room into the soaring grandness of the ballroom. A lavish rococo frosting of stuccoed leaves, garlands, and putti framed immense paintings by Sebastiano Ricci and Piazzetta, two 18th-century masters. Henry James had used this room as the centerpiece in his memorable description of Palazzo Leporelli in The Wings of the Dove. It was Millie Teal's rented fortress, a thorough make-believe of a settlement that would close her in and protect her from harm. She felt herself sink into possession, gratefully glad that the warmth of the southern summer was still in the high, florid rooms, palatial chambers, where hard, cool pavements took reflections in their lifelong polish, and where the sun on the stirred sea water, flickering up through open windows, played over the painted subjects in the splendid ceilings. Medallions of purple and brown, of brave old melancholy color, medals as of old reddened gold, embossed and beribboned, all toned with time, and all flourished and scalloped and gilded about, set in a great molded and figured concavity, a nest of white cherubs, friendly creatures of the air, and appreciated by the aid of that second tier of smaller lights, straight openings to the front, which did everything to make the place an apartment of state. That typically Jamesian passage had come to represent the quintessential literary rendering of centuries-old Venetian interiors and the accumulated history that lives within all of them. This was the room also where, in 1898, Sargent had painted An Interior in Venice, his enchanting group portrait of the four Curtises, Daniel, Arianna, Ralph, and Lisa, four sunlit figures set into the magnificent gloom. In a few confident brushstrokes, Sargent had captured the spirit of the place as effectively as Henry James had managed to do in a paragraph of well-chosen words. Sargent had originally presented the painting as a gift to Arianna Curtis in appreciation for her hospitality. But Arianna thought it made her look too old, and she objected to the casual pose of her son, who had one hand on his hip while half leaning against, half sitting on, a gilded table in the background. So she refused it. Henry James wrote her a letter begging her to change her mind. "The Barbaro Saloon thing I absolutely adored. I can't help thinking you have a slightly fallacious impression of the effect on your dear Mrs. Curtis, indicated head and face. I've seen few things of Sargent's that I've ever craved more to possess. I hope you haven't altogether let it go." But she had. So Sargent submitted it as his diploma painting to the Royal Academy in London, where it has remained ever since. The irony is that An Interior in Venice has come to be recognized as one of Sargent's small masterpieces, and its value has kept pace with, if not surpassed, that of the entire Piano Nobile of Palazzo Barbaro. If only Mrs. Curtis had accepted it. Arianna Curtis's social fastidiousness was a well-known phenomenon, and occasionally drew comment. After Claude and Alice Monet visited her for tea at the Barbaro in 1908, Alice Monet remarked in a letter, "Tea went better than I would have imagined in spite of the great airs of the mistress of the house." Matilda Gay, the wife of another painter, Walter Gay, wrote of Arianna that, "She is a wonder, this clear-minded and cold-blooded old lady of 80. The Curtises took especial pride in their many titled visitors. Counts and countesses abounded. Don Carlos, the pretender to the Spanish throne, was a frequent guest, as were Olga of Montenegro and Empress Frederick of Germany, the daughter of Queen Victoria. The Queen of Sweden came to tea with her daughter, the Crown Princess.